Case number 10217, Michael and Kimberly Rossio, east of Road 302, being lot 6, a variance from rear yard and side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses.
Michael Rosso.
Okay, and you both swear or affirm that you, the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Here to apply for a variance for my pole barn that was constructed. He applied for the permit, the contract that I had to build this. Actually, we had a lot going on at the time. We had the house being built. I got this contractor, another contractor, built a pole barn because the contractor was building the house was a little too expensive. This guy was out of Dover. He gave me a heck of a deal on the pole barn. It's a 30 by 50. He applied for the permit, which was in the price of the house. We went on vacation, I believe, or something. We came back and got a call from you guys saying that my building was in violation. That morning, he came out to construct this building. We were living right next door in our grandfather's property. He had asked me to come lay the building out where I wanted it. I came out and told him to put it here. It's not square on the property, neither. It's actually, I gave a drawing with the application, a little plot plan. It's kind of, at one point, one corner of the building is actually in compliance, but the I believe the side that's to my pap's property, that's where it's really out of. It's not really out. It's 5 foot out of variance. So,
okay.
I think the back left-hand corner is in compliance.
Who is your builder?
For the pole barn. Mm-hmm. The Shields out of Dover.
Do you have an address for them?
I do at the home, not with.
Can you call the office in the morning and give them that address?
Sure.
Thank you. And they you say they obtained the permit?
Yes. I actually thought that he had, when I was called by a gentleman from the office, I asked him if he had applied for a variance because I didn't know what the, you know, he had looked and he hadn't, and that's why we're here now. So.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
What the record showed, Mr. Chairman, that he did apply on 424, so shows.
He applied on 424. Thank you. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have a letter of approval from, V-I-T-T-O-R-I-N-O. How do you pronounce that?
Victor. Yeah, I can't pronounce his last name either.
I have no objection to the variance application being granted by the county.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. And chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10217. As you said, doesn't seem to be any opposition. I think it alters Central County to the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,217. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll call in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number.